Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
So California says that we need to have a minimum wage that makes sense. So, hey, you fast food industries, you have to pay $20 an hour. And then they looked at themselves and patted themselves on the back. Aren't we wonderful? We forced other people to spend money, and that makes us look good. Honestly, these people are just terrible. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. They are just terrible. Well, some people have already closed shop and lowered the number of businesses that they have because they can't afford $20 an hour. But the people who love the idea of destroying the businesses in their state have now said $20 an hour, that should be the minimum wage for everybody. All sectors should be $20 an hour. So now the labor groups are demanding that be spread across the board. And then after they get $20 an hour, they'll demand $50. How anybody believes you can run a business in California is beyond me. There is a group called One Fair Wage, and their president was speaking at an event called Learn About Worker Experiences. How about Learn About Business Owner Experiences? When do we get to that one? Part of the problem is if you feel you have a value, I'm not telling you can't go out there and demand it. What you can't demand is people match it. You can't. You can't demand that people match the thing. All you can do is say, this is what I'm worth. And if somebody won't pay it, turns out you're not worth it. And if you say to yourself, yes, I am, well, okay. But you can't force somebody to pay it. Their argument, because these people certainly don't believe in a rational point of view, and they don't believe in an America where people can have choices, they say, we decide that they're worth it, and you have to pay it, no matter how bad their skill set is. Not only do you have to pay it, there's also a situation we'll create where you can never fire these people. Otherwise, you're on the hook, and you have to pay. The hatred for business is absolutely through the roof. And in California, it's never ending. Someone eventually has to turn out the lights. No, don't worry. The lights will just go out because these people can't keep them on. Again, Atlas Shrugged is a very good book. My second John Galt reference of the day. I might hit another one there. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. And as Kerry Pickett reports in the Washington Times, he is looking to pass proposals for spending in four separate measures. Of course, the Senate wants this all in one. And they passed it all in one. You have to do all the spending at once. And Mike Johnson's saying, nah, and wouldn't engage in any of the spending. Why? Because, well, we have to take care of the border first. But since the attack on Israel, now he's putting out four separate measures: Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and then the border. He's got people threatening him, motions to vacate the chair, which is completely insane. Johnson saying, I don't spend my time worrying about motions to vacate. We're having to govern here and we're going to do our job. I'm not sure how that shakes out. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene, at a Republican, wants to push forward a motion to vacate. She's wrong. That's all there is. How do we feel about four separate kind of measures here? Well, I don't mind them as standalones. I don't mind them as standalones at all. I want the border done first. Then we could do the other things. You've heard a lot over the last 36 hours about how Ukraine will fall this year because they don't have the bullets. And the funding bill would actually go to spending money in the U.S. to create bullets to then ship over to them. All that is true. as I see it. But you didn't push the legislation properly to try and convince America this way. And none of that matters until the southern border is covered. Where are the bullets to protect the southern border? And Americans asking that question are correct. Well, Tony, they're two separate things. You're right. And sometimes you have to rank them. And the southern border comes first. The southern border comes before Israel. And I'm a pretty pro-Israel cat. The southern border comes first. But don't worry. According to the National Security Administration spokesperson, John Kirby, America is stronger than ever. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. Bill Hemmer over at Fox News asking the question.
You got your hands full. And I was looking back at the track record for President Biden. Here's what sticks out. The Afghanistan withdrawal was a mess. We failed to stop Putin from going into Ukraine. The war with Israel and Hamas has been absolutely dreadful and destructive. Again, it's the first time Iran has aimed at Israel. China's military buildup is substantial. And that was just this morning what I came up with. Can you argue that American strength and persuasion is better today than it was 4 years ago globally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100% I can, Bill, and I can do that very comfortably after serving for as long as I did in uniform. I'll tell you, this is a president who understands American leadership on the world stage. He has devoted additional resources, not just militarily, but diplomatically, economically, around the world to advance our national security interests.
That's not an answer. Hemmer's list, by the way, that matches your list. That's what I thought was so great about it. It's like, it's just, boom, you're like, yeah, that's my list too. We're not better off. And while these world events are very, very real, we can't be better off if we're not protecting the country first. I have no issue with Mike Johnson putting these things out and let the House vote on them. The southern border first. What I like about this is that I think it could put pressure on the Senate. You want to support Israel? You want to support Ukraine? Here, go vote. Here it is. Go vote. One at a time. As opposed to some big block. Let's see where your priorities are. I don't mind that at all.